Y ahí miramos mucho la necesidad de la existencia de esta línea.
Yeah, the need for the Rapid Response Network hotline was reinforced after the fires because when the fires happened, many people who were undocumented were refusing to go to centers and were not seeking the help that they needed because they were afraid that they would be deported or that they would be turned in. And you'll see through the media what... how many people really weren't turning to shelters and to resource centers. And so that just made the need stronger.
Is that still stopping people from applying, for instance, for FEMA aid and so forth when they see language there that says that they will coordinate with ICE?
Sí. Sí, me ha tocado mirar que, que
yes,
sí,
I have seen that. I have seen that it's still stopping people because they know that ICE uses a lot of tricks and to, you know, to get their way. And so they're afraid. They've seen the language on the paperwork, and that does stop them.
Representatives at all levels of government and FEMA officials have worked hard to reassure immigrants applying for aid that they needn't fear that their personal information will be shared with immigration officials. But the uneasiness persists. In other fire-related news, California Senators Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris have written a letter to Secretary of State Rex Tillerson asking for the State Department to forego fees related to replacing passports lost in the fire. The California Report this week included a story about tourism in Sonoma and Napa counties following the fires. Here's KQED's Farida Jabala-Romero on how the tourism industry is ramping up to attract visitors during what should be their busiest time of year.
Buena Vista is the oldest commercial winery in the state. Founded in 1857, it has survived earthquakes, several owners, and last month's fires. Those flames came really close to the winery cellar, less than 30 feet.
The fire could not have come any closer. Buena Vista was surrounded by flames.
Tom Blackwood is general manager here. He says firefighters saved the winery, and they reopened 2 weeks ago. But now, Blackwood's got another problem, a huge drop in visitors. He walks to the tasting room and shows me. He says usually they'd have around 50 people here.
You know, what do we have, 6 people now at the bar?
Buena Vista and other local businesses say most of the cancellations came from tourists who are not local. Tim Zahner with Sonoma County Tourism says it's too early to tell the economic impact of the fires. But he says most wineries, vineyards, and hotels are fine.
Everything is not burned down to the ground, which is, I think, the perception that people get from seeing maybe the same media clips over and over.
His organization and others are trying to counteract that perception. Visit California, which promotes tourism for the state, is spending $2 million in ads to bring back images of sunlit vineyards and happy people drinking wine. For the California Report, I'm Farida Jabala-Romero.